Skagway talks about backup plans after learning it is more than likely no cruise ships will be coming this summer. And the Skagway Volunteer Fire Department completes its first emergency trauma technician course for high school students. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The cruise season for 2021 is effectively canceled. On Wednesday night, Skagway officials unveiled their backup plan. KHNS's Claire Strempel has the story.
Without diplomatic intervention, large ships aren't coming to Alaska this year. Canada closed its waters to foreign ships with more than 250 passengers. But what do you do when the main economic driver for your entire community shuts down?
We can't cry in our pillow that we're not a cruise ship destination this year. We need to be excited about what we are.
Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata told Wednesday's virtual town hall that 2021 will be about survival. He says, yes, the usually $160 million season is going to be radically different. But Skagway is going to make it through another year.
We can maintain our population, maintain our facilities, and be ready to be forward-facing when the cruise ship industry rebounds in 2022. But it's an all-hands-on-deck kind of moment. This is an opportunity for everybody to get excited about who and what we are for this 2021 season.
Cremata says the visitor department strategy is going to depend on three main types of tourists: regional travelers, small cruise ship passengers, and independent tourists from the lower 48. Officials are calling the strategy Save Our Skagway, or SOS. The plan is predicated on the premise that even if tourism is reduced, Skagway is still a pretty great place to visit. And without throngs of people on the streets, it may actually be more enjoyable.
We know what we offer here, and we shouldn't be shy about bragging about it. The people who come off the cruise ships, even in the most chaotic Wednesday when there are 15,000 people running around town, will all tell you that we are their favorite destination. And so we can market that.
Cremata asked residents to reach out to friends, family, and former Skagway residents and ask them to come visit. He said more than a dozen of his friends have already committed to a visit. The goal is that these independent travelers will stay in hotels, eat at restaurants, and buy some souvenirs. And buoy the economy. The plan hinges on participation from the business community. Tourism Director Cody Jennings outlined some of the possibilities.
We're in the works of two potential videos for Skagway to kick off some promotions. I've spoken with the ferry about potential partnership opportunities to help bring our regional, bring regional travelers here. If anybody has ideas, we want to talk about them with you.
Jennifer Azuzin and her husband are both business owners in Skagway. She said the town needs to pull together to stay relevant to the semi-dormant tourism industry.
If we don't keep ourselves on the map, forget about 2022. And that's just the realness of where we're at, is like we have to make what we have right now work. If we don't have some type of traffic through here, we're going to have to leave. And that is a hard pill to swallow, but it's the reality because we can't just sit here and suffer.
Municipal officials say everyone should be involved in this process. Mayor Cremata says most places in the world don't have a captive cruise ship audience. Of course, most places are also not as remote as Skagway. Regardless, Cremata says Skagway and Skagway businesses are going to have to start marketing and reaching out to consumers in a new way. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Skagway Volunteer Fire Department recently concluded its first emergency trauma technician course for high school students. Participants spent a semester learning life-saving skills specific to Southeast Alaska. The Skagway School now plans to work with the fire department to offer more courses related to emergency services in the future. Skagway Volunteer Fire Department's Emergency Services Administrator, Emily Rauscher, came up with the idea to teach an emergency skills course to high school students over a year ago. She was in Fairbanks getting certified as an EMT instructor when she learned that people as young as 14 could train for their emergency trauma technician certification.
And I was like, wow, that's really young, but it's awesome at the same time because maybe we can do something with the school.
She brought up the idea to the fire chief and the Skagway School's superintendent. Both were on board, and by August, she was teaching classes to high school students during the first period of the school day. The course was developed by physicians and emergency responders in Southeast Alaska. Rauscher says it is designed for treating medical emergencies in a rural environment.
So think of your loggers. So if you have people, logging and they're very remote, they're going to have those basic life-saving knowledge to stop a bleed. And they'll basically just be able to understand how to work with different ambulance companies to pass on to a higher level of care. And honestly, just to realize, wow, that's really bad. We got to get going. And this is what we're going to need.
Skills taught during the course include hemorrhage control, treating shock, and managing airways. Rauscher said there was a lot of information to go over during lectures, and then students would apply it during mock scenarios. The course culminated in a written test and a skills test to attain the ETT certification. Five students successfully completed the course and passed the test. Rauscher presented them with certificates and patches during last week's Borough Assembly meeting.
This course was not a show up and get a trophy. You know, we all know how many started with the course, and we know who ended up earning it, passing the test. So you've earned your spot with the state of Alaska and getting your emergency trauma technician, and I'm just so proud of each and every one of you.
Rauscher says she hopes to teach the course again in the future. In addition, Skagway School Superintendent Josh Coffrin says he is working with members of the fire department to develop an intro to firefighting course next year. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.